Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Phil.
And I'm Jane.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up,
the relatable dating podcast. Need to do the rehearsals of you, like, do you know what it was? So I was like, let's just wait till it's live and then we'll go in. So that's what we did, like, just before the bells, we got on stage and it was incredible. So something different, right? Hello, welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up. I'm Jane, he's Phil, and it's season three.
Da, da, da. Wow,
season
it feels
three.
Good to be back.
I know. What's your New Year resolutions?
I don't make them because I break them. Oh. So what about you? What about you? You got?
Yeah, I've got loads of goals, actually. That's one thing I always do is set my New Year resolutions. So mine is definitely to keep fit and be active. I've been eating a lot of junk food, so I feel a bit sluggish. I just want to kind of get into shape again. So I've joined the gym. I feel like everyone joins the gym in January.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apart from me.
So yeah, definitely to get fit and healthy, and then to promote my book more and start writing book two.
Yeah, I'm looking forward for that coming out.
Oh, thanks. And lastly, just to meet up with people more. Like, we missed out on so much of lockdown of meeting people. So just reconnect with friends and family and make more time for people because, you know, a lot of people are still a bit cautious about meeting up. So I feel like we've missed out a lot on that kind of social aspect.
Massively, massively. I had my birthday. So everybody missed that. I was 35.
I know, and it was so lovely what you did. Tell people what you did.
Well, I met up with some of my, I don't want to say TikTok followers, I want to say TikTok family, because they feel like family now. They're like family and friends. So I met up with them and climbed Penavan. I think that I'm saying that right, because I did used to say Pen Y Fan, and I got told off a lot for it.
Okay.
So I climbed a mountain with them.
How did that come about though? Like, did you just put a post on your TikTok, or how did you get people to meet you? Like, how did that all come about?
Pretty much said on my lives and stuff like that. Two of them had that plan anyway, they were going to do that. And then I kind of gate crashed it because it was my birthday and then a few more people came along. And
I think that's so lovely. Yeah. I think that's like, it's just a different way of meeting people. And I just think it's so lovely that people came together that don't know each other. And then you're climbing. And during that time, you can communicate, get to know each other. It's just lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like our message. Our message has always been like, obviously, being single can feel lonely, but it shouldn't have to, because there's so many people out there that are single. And it doesn't mean that if you meet up with them that, oh, I've got to go on a date or anything like that with them, you know. It's very much that. And then
What it's good to reach out though. That's the thing. Like, I have like a friend who keeps saying, like, you know, no one's free, everyone's in relationships. And I'm like, you know, when I'm single, like, I joined different groups. It's up to you to reach out. You're not the only single person. Even if all your friends are in relationships, you don't need to stick to that friendship group. You can span out and meet other people. So it's just about just kind of having the confidence and just going for it.
Oh, massively, massively. And then what else did I do? I climbed another mountain on my own. And yeah, we've got somebody on our next episode that we're gonna speak about, obviously, solo dates and things like that, and actually getting out there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, in a little bit of time coming up, it's going to be the dreaded V-Day.
I can't Valentine's believe you're saying, why are you saying dreaded? Why are you saying that?
Because I'm single and everything's related around. I've never liked Valentine's Day. Never.
I've always liked it. I mean, majority of Valentine's I have been single, but I'm such a sucker for romance. So even if I've been single, I picture myself like, oh, I can't wait for the day where I do meet somebody and I can do all that like cheesy things. So this will be my first Valentine's. This will be my first Valentine's in a relationship when I get to like buy a present for someone. I actually love the thought of doing that.
What's your plans? Do you know yet? Is he let on?
No, he's booked somewhere, but it's all hush hush. We kind of do that. We do date nights. Yeah. And we don't tell each other what we're doing for the date, just to make it a bit exciting.
That's good.
But I think that's I think that's like an early relationship thing. I think once
you should always keep it. Always keep it. Don't let that go, because you let that go and then you're into the comfortable stage and it's like, oh, what was it like to date each other? Because we haven't done that.
Well, I actually bought a book for him at Christmas, like as part of his presents. It's like an adventure challenge book. So you can buy it for if you're friends with someone, you're couples, whatever, and you basically scratch off.
I've seen those.
It's so cool.
Family ones as well, isn't
it? So you can pick it for like what you want, friends, family, couples. So you don't know what you're doing each week. So it's quite cool. So it just keeps the kind of romance alive.
I forgot that we haven't been on since Christmas. So much has where has time gone? Mm. Like, we've had Christmas, we've had New Year. What did you do for New Year? We're going to cast everyone up on what we're doing because it's episode one.
So for New Year, we went to New Orleans and randomly we're watching the parade on the 31st. And this guy just came over to us and said, oh, hey, guys, what are you doing tonight? Do you have any plans? And then we don't know who this guy is. So we're just like, oh, we're not sure yet. We had dinner plans, but we're like, oh, we're not sure yet. He's like, well, I'm a producer for a TV show. We're going to be filming on a boat tonight to welcome in the new year. Would you guys like to come on this boat? Free bar, free food. And all you have to do is be in the audience and cheer when we're going live to the presenter. So we end up spending New Year on a TV show on a boat.
How do these things happen to you? Seriously.
So it was so much fun. We actually spent most of the time at the bar. So when the rehearsals were on, they were like, everyone come over to the stage and rehearse. You're just rehearsing, cheering. But we were just kind of stuck at the bar. Because I've done so much acting work, I know that you don't need to do the rehearsals. I know what it was. So I was like, let's just wait till it's live and then we'll go in. So that's what we did. Like just before the bells, we got on stage and it was incredible. So something different, right?
Wow. That's like me. I don't want to tell you now. It's quiet. But yeah. I have my little boy, so he doesn't care about the whole New Year's thing because he's four. He basically is like, oh, I'm going to bed. So he went to bed, went to sleep. And then I was on TikTok Live, actually. Live on New Year's. I did the same on Christmas Day as well, for all the people that were feeling on their own and stuff
like
that.
That's really nice you did that.
Yeah, I thought, listen, we might as well just be on live on Christmas Day because, as I said before, we don't really celebrate Christmas Day in my family. And, that was it. I didn't even get to celebrate Boxing Day because I had norovirus. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was feeling very, very unwell.
And yeah, it's a shame that a lot of people never got a chance to spend Christmas with their family or friends because, you know, there was a wave of the virus going around. Yep. So, yeah, it was really tough for people at Christmas. But, you know, New Year, all about being positive. Just, you know, we've just got to get through it. The virus is going to be part of our lives now. So we've just got to try our best just to carry on.
I mean, down in England, restrictions are all dropping. It's not quite the same up there, is it? But we've just got to live with it. Yeah. Just got to live with it. So back to that day that I don't like being mentioned. So do you want to know what I'm up to on Valentine's Day?
Yes.
I've got like this amazing thing lined up. So basically, one of my mates, we haven't met before, met through TikTok, and I feel that TikTok is kind of like the thing that we're talking about quite a lot. But basically, I'm going up to Edinburgh on Valentine's Day for a little bit, and we're going to have like a mate's date kind
of thing.
That's
cool, like a bromance date.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've invited many more people along, so it's open invitation to anyone to turn up, come along, and we're just gonna chill, just gonna get a couple of drinks, and you know, all those people that are celebrating their love. Yeah, good for
Can
them.
Can I suggest an idea for you?
Go on then.
There's a movie called Valentine's Day, and there's a girl that hates Valentine's, so she has this like Galentine's party, and they get basically a piñata, and like they hit it, and obviously the sweets come out. So you should get a piñata and just like for every game, because you watch it.
Can I do that in the centre of Edinburgh? Can I literally just
you go into a bar and just say you hang up? But in the movie, she's obviously in a really bad mood, so she's like going crazy at this piñata and like smashing it to pieces. Part of me just like would love to try that.
You love your rom-coms too much, don't you?
I love
you
it.
Literally, yeah.
We actually, one of the date nights we did recently was we went to a place called the Rage Room. So,
they're meant to be really good.
Really good. So this is good. You don't have to be an angry person, right? But see something about smashing things up. So we were smashing like laptops, TVs, smashing glasses. Something about that's just very therapeutic.
Yeah.
So you get all your kind of underlying like anger out, and you feel great when you come out.
Oh, massively. I've heard about those, and I've always wanted to do one because I think, do you know what? It'd just be great to smash something. Mm-hmm. Like I haven't smashed anything before, and it's like, and not have to pay to replace it.
That's it. There you are. So there's an idea, everyone. If you're looking to get some anger out, go to, if they've got a rage room in your city or wherever you want to travel to, definitely try it out.
Try it out. There's a date idea. Wow, we're giving date ideas. Is that, and that was in your little book, go to a rage room?
No, actually, that's something that I came across. But yeah, it's a great idea. Great fun.
Amazing. Amazing. So with Valentine's Day, do you think it should be all out flowers, everything like that?
No, like I think it's just a day of appreciation. Like I feel like people
shouldn't
don't
that be all year. Oh,
yeah, that's the thing. It shouldn't be all the time, but I think a lot of people, you know, due to like a busy work life or other stresses, you can let the romance slip so easily. Whereas like Valentine's is just like a reminder. I feel like that reminder of, you know, you're with someone that you want to be with. And if you're single, there's nothing wrong with that. It's almost like pair up with your friends and do something nice. Like I've been single, honestly, majority Valentine's Day. It's never bothered me. Like I just like sit in and watch like rom-coms and eat chocolates.
I think the biggest problem about it is if you go out like just on your own, like everything is completely like the restaurant menu charges more because it's like a Valentine's special. Flowers cost more because...
does find it a bit cringy in restaurants, like, and you go in, it's just the decorations and love hearts everywhere, and it's a bit over the top.
It is
a bit over the top. Like for me, like I know like my partner's like booked somewhere, I don't know where he's booked, I don't know if it's dinner or something else, but something about like staying in, cooking for each other with a candle and giving like a wee present, I think that's really cute.
So if you're listening to this, cooking, wee present, and that's just, if he's listening to this episode.
I know.
He's cancelled all his plans.
I know. Even just a card, like, and a nice wee message inside, it's just so sentimental, and it just, like, reminds each other of your appreciation.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the whole, expensive jewellery and everything like that. It's getting back to basics, I think. And I think that's the true, probably, meaning of it, that it should be, where it should be, like, actually enjoying each other's time, because a lot in this modern day and age, we are busy. We are literally running at a million miles an hour, work, then social life, and then everything else on top. It might be good just sometimes, and probably Valentine's Day, just to stop. Just like phones off, and just you two, you know? And yeah, I think that could work.
I got dumped before Valentine's Day before, and I was so gutted because I was desperate for a present. I was like, oh, this is going to be a Valentine's Day, I'm going to get a present. And I got dumped the week before. I know. But yeah, part of me thinks, you know, these big holidays, I actually do love every holiday, like Easter, Valentine's, Christmas. It kind of almost reminds you just to kind of enjoy something. Yeah. Like, okay, this is a day where I can actually enjoy eating lots of food at Christmas. This is a day where I can have an Easter egg. I mean, like, this, it's just like fun things to do.
Yeah. And I think
because otherwise, if there wasn't things like that, we wouldn't stop.
No.
You know?
No, I suppose.
A lot of families like to get together for like Easter and, you know, have a like an Easter Sunday meal. So it's like getting your family together. All these kind of holidays are supposed
bringing
to get
people together.
Yeah, bringing people together. Yeah.
And that's the true meaning.
And some people and literally don't see their families until it's, for example, Christmas Day. So, you know, if that Christmas Day wasn't there, would they see their family? You know, so it is about, for me, bringing people together.
I think I'll leave it till final thoughts. I'll leave that till final thoughts. But yeah, if you're alone on Valentine's Day, if you're in the Edinburgh area, then just give us a shout, and we'll be doing something. Not me and Jane. Jane's got her busy life, busy plans with her boyfriend. I mean, me and my mate off TikTok. I think a few other people, like I say, are turning up. And if not, just spend time with friends, you know, because there'll always be single friends out there. And even if you're the only single friend, you've got a few weeks before it starts. Just go meet some new people and bring some new people into your life. I have shown how easy that is by doing it through the power of TikTok, you know. And
remember, like, things like Valentine's Day, there it's just one day.
Yep.
Like, the next day is all forgotten about. Like, the next day, all the Valentine's cards are removed from the shelves and the Easter cards are in, the Easter eggs are out in the shelves, you know. So it's, if you really dread that day, like, remember, it's just one day.
Do you know what the 15th of February is? Do you know what that day is?
No.
It's National Singles Day.
Is
on the 15th.
It?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do on that day?
I don't know. Celebrate being single. I don't know. Get cheap flowers.
All these. There's like literally a day for everything now.
Yeah. Buy yourself some cheap roses the day after.
Yeah.
But yeah, why don't you buy yourself flowers on Valentine's Day? Like, buy yourself some. Well, you don't. Yeah.
People do that. There was an article I read actually online, and it's like, do you celebrate Valentine's Day by giving yourself a gift? And there's people that literally will go out and think, I love myself. Like, they've gone through a stage where they appreciate themselves. So they actually use Valentine's Day as a day of buying something expensive for themselves. And it's quite cool, like, because they've turned it around.
Well, it's almost like we've planned this, and this kind of leads into the next episode, because that's all about self-love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we are.
Here we are.
Maybe if you do hate Valentine's, like, you can turn around and think, you know what, I'm actually going to like treat myself that day.
Yeah,
buy something nice, or go to the cinema, do something fun.
That is absolutely, yeah, spot on. Shall we go to our final thoughts?
Yes.
Final thoughts.
This segment is called Final Thoughts, where we've reached the end of the episode and we take a look back at what we've learned, what we're going to take away, or what we just found a little bit funny.
So my final thoughts is, I love what you're doing actually, Phil. Like, I love the fact that you're reaching out to people, making people feel that you're not alone, and for me, I think it's so brave what you're doing, because you do have to be like in a position to be like, okay, I'm actually cool, put myself out there, get people together that I don't even know. So I think it's amazing that you're doing that, and hopefully that encourages other people to do the same in their areas. Getting people together, it's, you know, people in that, you, it's crazy the amount of people you will meet that you will find that you click with straight away, people that can help you in your life. Yeah, so I love that you're doing that.
Yeah, I think it was quite difficult because me, as many people know, many people don't know because they listen to me and they think, oh, he loves to be center of attention. He loves this, he loves that. I'm not. I'm very much, my mood can change massively. And I think that's another thing. It's like, you don't always have to be around people, but some days I want to be that person, that extra that nobody sees and just stand in the corner. And other days I do like being like the person that's there, like making people interact and get chatting. So yeah. Oh, I, do you know what? I completely forgot what my final thought was going to be, even though I said it like a couple of seconds ago. My brain's like,
what I was talking about.
me neither. my final thought is, even though Valentine's Day is coming, that you don't, being single is never ever a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And we need to normalize the fact that being single is okay. And you can do whatever you like being single, as you can in a relationship. And
create your own, it's like creating your own journey. Like, yes. I think a lot of people think their life's mapped out. Like, you finish school, then you're supposed to go to college or university, then you're supposed to meet somebody, supposed to get engaged, get married. Like, you make your own path. There's no map. Like, that's a traditional way, but, you know, do whatever you want, do whatever makes you happy.
Massively, massively. And the thing is, you're writing your own book, you're writing your own journey. Each year is a different chapter, each day is a different page. And, you know, it's a case of, someone can become a character in that book whenever you like. And if you want to make them a main character, make them a main character. But just don't think but really, you're the main character. You're the main character of your book. And then everybody else is just added characters. And if you want somebody to join you up on that main character stage, that's fine. But there's nothing wrong with this story just being about you until you're ready to find somebody else.
Yeah.
There we go. And that's that note. So if you have enjoyed this episode or any episode before, what I'm going to ask you to do is tell a friend. Tell somebody, whether they're single, in a relationship, or whatever, just tell them about the show and send the link across to them, because we want to spread the message. And this season is all about positivity and
self-love.
And it's also about normal people, like people off TikTok, people that I've met on my journey, people that Jane's met on her journey, and putting different stories out there to try and help everybody. So yeah, I think that's episode 1, season 3 done.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone, and we'll catch up with you on episode 2.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening.
If you want to find out more, you can follow us at Unhinged and Mumbled Up or
Swipe Forever After.
And if you want to send us an email or check out our website, it is www.uadu.co.uk. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.